Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the AeroCenter Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. We usually don't talk about sports in this space, and the Phoenix Suns have been awful for nearly a decade, but there may be reason for optimism, and that may have as much to do with who's off the court as it does on the court. General Manager James Jones and Head Coach Monty Williams were the focus of Phil Boas's latest column. Boas, Editorial Director of the Arizona Republic, is with me for his weekly appearance. So, Phil, what do you make of this new direction for the Suns and where owner Robert Sarver fits in?
The best story in Arizona, hands down, is the Phoenix Suns. It begins with a scoundrel by the name of Robert Sarver, who is probably one of the most despised people in professional sports. And I pulled some quotes, okay? This is from the national media, Washington Post. Sarver has led what was long one of the NBA's most proud and successful franchises into a ditch. Sports Illustrated, Phoenix loves the Suns but can't stand Robert Sarver. And this is a problem because Sarver owns the Suns. It's like a legal kidnapping. In the local media, the Phoenix Suns are awful, terrible, soft, garbage, unquote. They're a blight on the NBA. This is what some of the local writers have been saying about them. And what is fascinating and what makes this such a great story is that the Suns are going through a transition. Things are changing. And on draft night, the Suns were going off script. They were doing things that is not by the NBA playbook, and they were getting the same kind of reaction. The analysts were saying, what are these people doing? This is the Suns again, and all the jokes about Sarver started again. But what they weren't making the point of was that Sarver had turned the keys to this franchise over to some really extraordinary people who have life stories that make them really compelling.
Yeah, well, you and I have talked off air about James Jones and his level of experience, his level of intelligence, where he comes from. Monty Williams had health problems, and then his wife died in a tragic accident. These are people who have been really steeled together by their experiences, and these are just not the typical basketball minds. These guys have a lot more to them.
What they have in common is that they are two men who are not household names in the NBA, but among the men who play this game, they are among the most admired and respected men in the game today. James Jones graduated with a very high GPA at the University of Miami, and not in this sort of glide-by top subject like physical education, a major like that. He was majoring in finance. He was a member of the National Honor Society, and he was a great basketball player, a star there, gets drafted into the NBA, goes on to play 14 seasons, wins 3 world championships. And the man who is widely regarded as the greatest player in the game today, maybe ever, is LeBron James. LeBron James, when asked who is his favorite player, does not hesitate. He says, it's James Jones. And James Jones is a guy, you look at his statistics, they were pedestrian. Mm-hmm. But LeBron says, I love James Jones. He's my favorite teammate ever. And other stars say the same thing about him because of a couple of reasons. One, very high basketball IQ. He knows a lot about the game. And two, very high character. And James Jones on draft night was building a team in his own image. He wanted players who work very hard mm-hmm. and players with very high character.
Ultimately, fans talk about how they want their teams to win, but maybe even more in this day and age, you want a team you can be proud of to cheer for. It seems like this is a team that Phoenix could really get behind.
So the prize catch in the offseason for head coach was a guy named Monty Williams, a successful assistant with the Philadelphia 76ers. And Monty Williams has the most compelling story. He's this kid growing up in a single-parent home in suburban Washington, D.C., and he's a 4.0 student in high school, a star on the basketball team, goes on to Notre Dame, meets a young woman there named Ingrid. And Ingrid stood out to him because she didn't drink at parties and because she talked about her faith. And it was a good thing he met her because Monty Williams at Notre Dame was going to find out that he had heart problems that might be career ending for him. Mm-hmm. And she helped carry him through that. And just a word about Ingrid. Ingrid would disappear from campus from time to time, and Monty got really curious about it. And he asked her, where are you going? And she said, well, come with me and I'll show you. So he follows her, and Ingrid takes him to this nursing home where she goes and spends time brushing the hair and bathing an old woman with Alzheimer's disease. And Monty says, well, why do you do that? And she looks at him and says, well, isn't that what God wants us to do? He married her. They had a family. He goes on to the MBA. Ingrid is then later killed in a car accident, hit by a woman on methamphetamines. Monty is now raising these five kids. But at the funeral, he says, look, I can't stand up here and complain. If I start whining, Ingrid would kick me because she would tell me, God is going to find a way for us to go on. You know, and these are the kinds of people that Robert Sarver now has running this team, men of real character.
Mm-hmm. That's profound. The question is, how patient is Robert Sarver with these men of character? The one good sign is that Monty Williams was given a longer contract than most coaches.
I think you're looking at an owner who understands he has to change. And there have been a lot of quotes from Sarver that suggest that he's been humbled by what has happened in the past with the struggles that the Suns have. And I think if this works, I think at some point people are going to have to reassess Robert Sarver, because who was the person who hired these extraordinary men? Mm. It was Robert Sarver.
Why not try something new, right?
Right.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.